I want a little kindness. I know I'm a common, ignorant girl and you a book-learned gentleman, but I'm not dirt under your feet. What I did was not for the dresses and the taxis. I did it because we were pleasant together and I came to care for you. Not to want you to make love to me. And not forgetting the difference between us, but more friendly like.
Well, of course. That's just how I feel. And how Pickering feels. Eliza, you're a fool.
That's not a proper answer to give me.
It's all you'll get until you stop being a common idiot. If you're going to be a lady, you'll have to give up feeling neglected if the men you know don't spend half their time snivelling over you and the other half giving you black eyes. If you can't stand the coldness of my sort of life and the strain of it, go back to the gutter. Work till you are more a brute than a human being, and then cuddle and squabble and drink till you fall asleep. Oh, it's a fine life, the life of the gutter. It's real, it's warm, it's violent. You can feel it through the thickest skin, you can taste it and smell it without any training or any work. Not like science and literature and classical music and philosophy and art. You find me cold, unfeeling, selfish, don't you? Very well, be off with you, to the sort of people you like. Marry some sentimental hog or other, with lots of money and a thick pair of lips to kiss you with, and a thick pair of boots to kick you with. If you can't appreciate what you've got, you'd better get what you can appreciate.
Oh, you are a cruel tyrant. I can't talk to you. You turn everything against me. I'm always in the wrong. But you know very well all the time that you're nothing but a bully. You know I can't go back to the gutter, as you call it, and that I have no real friends in the world but you and the Colonel. You know well I couldn't bear to live with a low common man after you two, and it's wicked and cruel of you to insult me by pretending I could. You think I must go back to Wimpole Street because I have nowhere else to go but Father's. But don't you be too sure that you have me under your feet to be trampled on and talked down. I'll marry Freddy, I will, as soon as he's able to support me.
Rubbish, you shall marry an ambassador. You shall marry the Governor-General of India, or the Lord Lieutenant of Ireland, or somebody who wants a deputy queen. I'm not going to have my masterpiece thrown away on Freddy.
You think I like you to say that? But I haven't forgotten what you said a minute ago. And I won't be coaxed around as if I were a baby or a puppy. If I can't have kindness, I'll have independence.
Independence? That's middle-class blasphemy. We are all dependent on one another, every soul of us on earth.
I'll let you see whether I'm dependent on you. If you can preach, I can teach. I'll go and be a teacher.
What'll you teach in heaven's name?
What you taught me. I'll teach phonetics. I'll offer myself an assistant to Professor Nepomuk.
What? That imposter, that humbug, that toadying ignoramus. Teach him my methods, my discoveries. You take one step in his direction and I'll wring your neck. Do you hear?
Ring away! What do I care? I knew you'd strike me some day.
Oh.
Aha! Now I know how to deal with you. What a fool I was not to think of it before. You can't take away the knowledge you gave me. You said I had a finer ear than you. And I can be civil and kind to people, which is more than you can. Ah! That's done you, Henry Higgins, it has. Now I don't care a damn for all your bullying and big talk. I'll advertise in the papers that your duchess is only a flower girl that you taught, and she'll teach anybody to be a duchess just the same in 6 months for 1,000 guineas. Oh, when I think of myself crawling under your feet and being trampled on and called names, when all the time I only had to lift my finger to be as good as you, I could just kick myself.
You damned impudent slut, you. But it's better than snivelling. Better than fetching slippers and finding spectacles, isn't it? By George, Eliza, I said I'd make a woman of you, and I have. I like you like this.
Oh, yes. You turn round and make up to me now that I'm not afraid of you and can do without you.
Well, of course I do, you little fool. 5 minutes ago you were like a millstone around my neck. Now you're a tower of strength, a consort battleship. You and I and Pickering will be 3 old bachelors together instead of only 2 men and a silly girl.
Carriage is waiting, Eliza. Are you ready?
Quite. Is the professor coming?
Certainly not. He can't behave himself in church. He makes remarks out loud all the time on the clergyman's pronunciation.
Then I shall not see you again, Professor. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Mother. Oh, by the way, Liza, order a ham and a Stilton cheese, will you? And buy me a pair of reindeer gloves, number 8, and a tie to match that new suit of mine. You can choose the colour.
Number 8s are too small for you if you want them to be lined with lamb's wool. You have 3 new ties that you have forgotten in the drawer of your washstand. Colonel Pickering prefers double Gloucester to Stilton, and you don't notice the difference. I telephoned Mrs. Pierce this morning not to forget the ham. What you are to do without me, I cannot imagine.
I'm afraid you've spoilt that girl, Henry. I should be uneasy about you and her if she were less fond of Colonel Pickering.
Pickering? Nonsense. She's going to marry Freddy. Freddy.